This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I say period piece on public television. You say Downton Abbey, right? Yes, of course you do. The latest period drama to launch on PBS, however, is in fact American Made, set not on a great estate at the turn of the last century, but in an army hospital near the front lines of the Civil War. It's called Mercy Street. It's the first American-produced drama to air on PBS in more than a decade. And the pilot and the episode airing this coming Sunday night were directed by Roxanne Dawson. Some among you will know her better as B'Elanna Torres from Star Trek Voyager, but since then she has built a rather extensive career directing in television. Roxanne, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Good to be here.
Tell me what it's like to go from being an actor to a director. How do you do that?
Well, you step on the other side of the camera to begin with.
Which has got to be weird, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's a little strange. But I've always been a bit bossy and controlling, so it kind of fits with my character. But directing had always interested me. Even I started in the theater, and so I directed a bit in the theater, was a member of Circle Repertory in New York. And so stepping on the other side of the camera was really not that different for me.
So tell me now about Mercy Street. It is, as I said in the introduction, the first American-made drama on PBS in 10-something years.
Yeah.
I imagine there's some pressure here.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, my goodness. It was so extraordinary to work on this. I just fell in love with the scripts when I first read them. I think the biggest pressure was that we didn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We shot the first
Welcome
three.
Welcome to public broadcast.
Yes, really.
Yeah,
hello. Hello, donate.
That's right.
But we didn't have a lot of money, and we shot the first three episodes simultaneously. So it was like doing one big feature, and we did it in 24 days. It was interesting to try to keep the episodes separated, continuity, for example. So the actors had a challenge ahead of them, and we all worked together as a team trying to tell what I think are some really great and unique stories and completely relevant stories to our time.
It's enjoyable. And I saw the first one last week, and I'll watch again this coming weekend. It was a little rough to watch, though. Civil War Hospital, it's a little gruesome, a little gory.
There are no battlefields.
No, but there's like people sawing off legs.
Well, that happens.
Come on, I know, but...
That happens.
It's a little... Ew. I wonder what sort of guidance you got from the higher-ups at PBS who said, listen, we want you to do this thing.
Uh-huh.
Go make it our – and they probably didn't exactly say this, but I'm sure the inference was there. Make it our Downton Abbey, right?
Well, they knew it could not be Downton Abbey. We did know, and PBS did know, that we would appeal to a similar audience,
mm-hmm.
but that it's really not the same. And I think that if we try to make it that, that would be a problem. So, I mean, I think we can't avoid the comparisons, but we weren't trying to be similar.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about, I guess it's professional life as a director. Are you sort of a director for hire? Do you freelance? Do you call them? Do they call you? How do you get on a project? How did Mercy Street work?
It is a bit of a freelance, and sometimes I move from show to show. For Mercy Street, it was my first time to do a pilot, so I was with the show from the inception, and I went in and met on it and mm-hmm. had certain ideas about how I wanted to tell the story, and they seemed very open to that.
So it's like a job interview?
Oh, absolutely.
Huh.
This, you really are starting it out from the very beginning. And I was very spoiled. I loved that. I really loved being able to be with this project from day one, from the inception.
You have been around for a while. And in this town.
Yes, thank you.
Well, there was no elegant way to ask that question, right? but you look really good. I point that out because... there's a lot going on in Hollywood and in entertainment today about mm-hmm. diversity and women specifically and people
yes.
of color and how there just isn't enough of it. What do you suppose the industry is to do about that?
Well, I was hoping when I began this 10, 12 years ago directing an episode of television that it still wouldn't be an issue. I'm a little saddened that it's still an issue, and I would love it not to be an issue. And I think that what's hard is we're treading that fine line. You can't force people to hire, but yet at the same time, you just want to make them aware that they're missing a lot of opportunities. There are amazing women and people of color that are standing in the wings just ready to come and contribute. But I don't have that secret formula that will suddenly make it okay. I wish I did, but I think that we're in search of that right now. I think it's time. I think we just want to be directors. We don't want to be female directors, you know?
Roxanne Dawson. The show is called Mercy Street. It's on PBS, episode 2 this Sunday.
Great.
Roxanne,
thank you
thanks so much.
Thank you.